Hello to everyone, and welcome to this new episode of Solo Voices. Today we are with Bill Barlow, a Tampa-based songwriter, digital music composer, and gifted storyteller with a background in advertising and a lifelong passion for emotionally rich songwriting. Bill returns with Emotion Journey, a reflective, witty, and deeply human album that now is available for streaming everywhere. Through his keen observational lens, Bill invites us to explore life's beauty, absurdity, and everything in between. And first of all, how are you, Bill?
I'm fine. Welcome. Thank you. Fine. Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
You started writing songs as a teenager. Do you remember the moment you realized that music would be a central part of your life?
I do. I was writing casually poems, basically poems that my friend would play on guitar. And we were at another friend's house, and there was a guy there that was a old jazz musician that was kind of retired. And he saw me holding these handwritten poems. And he says, "What do you have there?" I said, "I've got some poems, and I'm a songwriter." And he laughed and he said, "You're not a songwriter until someone will pay you to be a songwriter." And I kind of shrugged my shoulders at that. And he asked to see what I had written. So he went through them and started looking at them. And he stopped at one of them. He goes, "Oh, this is good." And he reached in his pocket and he handed me $50. And he said, "Son, you're a songwriter now." So, I was hooked at that moment, and I've been writing ever since.
You describe yourself as an observational writer. Can you give me us an example of what you manifest in your songs?
Well, of course. Everything I write about didn't happen to me personally, but I see people in certain situations, and I extrapolate certain facts into those situations, and I write about them. So my friend may be going through a difficult time with a relationship or whatever, and I kind of imagine myself in that situation. I fill in the blanks, the things I don't know that he hasn't shared with me necessarily, and I write about it firsthand. So I use other people's life experiences as well as my own to create, basically emotional content.
And do you write from real life, pure imagination, or a blend of both?
Well, it is a blend of both. It's always starting with a real life situation or a real life mood. And then I use my imagination to kind of fill in the gaps.
How do you approach digital composition compared to traditional songwriting? That changed a lot your way to make things?
Yeah, so I hear music in my head before I even write it down. The lyrics come to me, and I hear music in everything. So with the digital tools available today, I'm literally recreating what I've already have in my head. So the tools allow me to put together what I'm hearing, and then the lyrics flow with that. But what I find is that the lyrics on paper read one way, and they sound a different way when you sing them. So I get to readjust the lyrics and modify the lyrics according to how it best suits the melody. And then, of course, I'll add melodic elements to support the emotion that I'm trying to achieve. So it's kind of a hand-in-hand digital process, back and forth.
What emotions do you aim to convey through your music?
I look at, I like to write about heartbreak, love loss, deep love, passion, things that everybody can share in. But not everybody wants to talk about. And I like to help people find a moment to relive a moment and find some kind of release for that moment.
Can I ask what's the biggest lesson music has taught to you?
Music unites people. Music is the best unification tool, I think, that there is. And you can take a lot of people from different backgrounds, different opinions, and music they can all agree on. And for that, I like music.
And what's a dream venue or festival that you'd love to play at?
I would love to be on the Jimmy Fallon show, in the television show. That Jimmy Fallon loves music. He's a fun guy. He's got a wit, sense of humor. I think I do too. And I would just, that would be my dream, is to be on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Do you have any personal routines or rituals that help you stay inspired when composing?
Yeah, the actual composing process, I need to be alone and have quiet. I mean, that's really as simple as it gets. But developing the material, I live life. I just go through life, and then occasionally I'll jot down an idea. I'll have a line for a song, or a hook, or even a concept, and then I sit with that quietly, and then it comes to me, and it's just completely there for me. So if I can allow myself quiet and alone, I can bring out good things.
Now I have a $1 million question. What comes first for you in music songwriting? Is the music, is the lyrics, or it's changed to time to time? How it works for you?
Well, if I have to pick, I would say words come to me. So, but because I am, I think, a little unique in that I hear songs in my head fully complete, they both come to me at the same time. But I have to write the words down in order to do the composition. So, you know, the literal answer is words or lyrics, and then music sort of follows that.
If you could collaborate with any artist, past or present, who would it be and why?
I like Rob Thomas. He's, you know, from the Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas. He's a great songwriter. I've always appreciated his work. He's, I just love what he does. He has a lot of one-word song titles. He is my dream to write with. Either that or Ed Sheeran, but first and foremost, it would be Rob Thomas.
What are your goals and aspirations for the future? Do you have any specific objectives or projects on the horizon?
I do. I actually have a new album coming out in the 1st of July. It's called The Bill Barlow Project. And while Emotional Journey is deep, heartfelt emotion and a lot of softer, moody stuff, I wanted to continue the emotional part, but I wanted to do it in a very upbeat manner. So I wanted to take a lot of hard rock or harder beat songs and bring that to light. So that's my next project.
Now we will listen to the first song of your album, Smooth as Glass. You can introduce it for us and share what you want to express with this song and what the story behind the creation of this album in generally.
Well, Smooth as Glass is a song about love loss and reflection. It's about sitting back and trying to convince yourself it's okay to have left a situation or a love, and really wrestling with that. So it's a lot of you know, personal reconciliation on loss of love.
Bill, thank you so much for your time with me. It was a true pleasure to know you on this episode of Solo Voices. You guys can follow Bill Barlow on Facebook, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Instagram, Telegram, TikTok as well. And now we will listen Smooth as Glass. And thank you so much, Bill. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And hope you enjoy my work.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
is as smooth as glass. There aren't as many questions asked, like how's the weather? When the day is fading to night, and you're content with a fading sight, you may feel pretty clever. Oh, I want to escape from you, but she stays etched upon my mind. I do all that I can do. I try but can't leave these thoughts behind. She was smooth as glass. And just because you gave it a whirl doesn't mean you have to write about a girl, unless she's the one on your mind. But sensible men think it through. They like to think before they do. They don't like to go in blind. I want to escape from you, but she stays etched upon my mind. I do all that I can do. I try but can't leave these thoughts behind. She was smooth as glass. As smooth as glass, there aren't as many questions asked, like how's the weather? There aren't as many questions asked, like how's the weather? But sensible men think it through. They like to think before they do. They may feel pretty clear. She stays etched upon my mind. I do all that I can do. I try but can't leave these thoughts behind. She was smooth as glass.